This, I suggest, is how our minds function most of the time, generating a constant swirl of remarks and judgments that create a barrier of words and images that separate us from our very lives. We end up attending more to the internal cacophony than we do to the world around us. I call this mental condition mindlessness. Not because the mind is uninvolved, but because we find it difficult to be mindful or attentive to the experiences of our lives. The very dynamics that lead to mindlessness, I contend, can be gently redirected through meditation to cultivate the quality of mindfulness and to develop the mind in ways that will be conducive to our happiness and the happiness of others. That is what this course is about. Mind is a notoriously elusive concept. We all have an intuitive idea about what we mean by that word, but trying to define